And so now we turn to Scripture, and we turn first of all to the Old Testament, to Psalm 71 at the first verse. In you, Lord, I have taken refuge. Let me never be put to shame. In your righteousness, rescue me and deliver me. Turn your ear to me and save me. Be my rock of refuge, to which I can always go. Give the command to save me, for you are my rock and my fortress. Deliver me, my God, from the hand of the wicked, from the grasp of those who are evil and cruel. For you have been my hope, Sovereign Lord, my confidence since my youth. From my birth I have relied on you. You have brought forth from my mother's womb. I will ever praise you. And then from the New Testament, from Romans chapter 15, we read verses 1 to 6, and then verse 13. We who are strong ought to bear with the failings of the weak, and not to please ourselves. Each of us should please our neighbours for their good, to build them up. For even Christ did not please himself, but, as it is written, the insults of those who insult you have fallen on me. For everything that was written in the past was written to teach us, so that through the endurance taught in the Scriptures and the encouragement they provide, we might have hope. May the God who gives endurance and encouragement give you the same attitude of mind toward each other that Christ Jesus had, so that with one mind and one voice you may glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. And we thank and praise God for his written word to us. And so we pray together. Eternal God, as we have heard your word read, and as we now come to reflect upon it, grant us the help of your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. The silver lining, of course, of not physically being able to gather as the church today is that on the morning when the clocks move forward, some people won't get caught out in being late for church. But we're in the midst of truly bizarre and surreal times. Nobody could have imagined a few months ago what we would be experiencing now. But in the midst of our current climate, God is at work. So last week was the first time, myself included, that many clergy tried their hand at being a TV evangelist. And to speak to a computer screen is surreal in the most. It's just bizarre to do that with no feedback, and you can't see people's responses and reactions to what you're preaching. It's so different to preaching in front of a congregation. So many people are doing what we're doing now and having online services, and many people are posting things on Facebook and other social media, and it's good. But it was announced last Sunday that over 5 million people watched the online service conducted by the Archbishop of Canterbury. Now that's on top of all those who would be watching online services from their own churches. I don't know how many people go to church who offer their worship Sunday by Sunday, but it strikes me that many more people are pausing now, that they are reflecting on spiritual and eternal matters. People are now really looking for hope in the midst of despair. Some Christians, and I'm sure they mean well, might be saying that the coronavirus is God's punishment on a sinful world. I do not believe that God brought the coronavirus upon the whole world to bring so much pain and suffering, but I do believe that he is at work in the midst of it, bringing healing out of suffering, bringing life out of death, bringing hope in the midst of despair. For us then, as the followers of Jesus, our hope lies in God, who is the source of all hope. I offer this prayer for all of us. In the words of the Apostle Paul then that we've read already, Romans 15 and verse 13, reflect on it a bit more later. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. And don't we all need to overflow with that hope in these days? Someone once said, there are no hopeless situations. There are only people who have grown hopeless about them. For us who live in Christ, for every Good Friday, there is always an Easter day. What the world is facing now is something that we haven't seen in our lifetime, but there is always hope. And this hope is something that will happen in the future, and it is something that we cling on to in the present. When the Bible speaks of hope, it is talking about the very opposite of uncertainty, which is what we find nowadays. Hope is a word that we like to throw around. I hope this works. I hope we feel better. I hope for this or for that. The true essence of the word gets cheapened sometimes. And often when people speak of hope, it's something more akin to wishful thinking. But when our hope is in God, then it is something unshakable and unchanging. Someone has been quoted as saying, we can live 40 days without food, 8 days without water, 4 minutes without air, but only a few seconds without hope. In this season of Lent, we are reminded again of how Jesus journeyed towards the cross. As he was teaching his disciples something of what was about to happen, he was also bringing them hope. We've obviously had to close our Lenten Bible studies, and for the first couple of weeks in the season of Lent, we were looking at some passages in Matthew. And one such passage, we read the words of Jesus to his disciples in Matthew 20 at verse 18. Listen, we're going up to Jerusalem, where the Son of Man will be betrayed to the leading priests and the teachers of religious law. They will sentence him to die. Then they will hand him over to the Romans to be mocked, flogged with a whip, and crucified. But on the third day, he will be raised from the dead. Jesus was facing incredible suffering that would lead to his own death in a cruel, shameful, and agonizing way. But he knew that he was in his Father's hands, that his Father had all authority over life and death itself. The coronavirus will come and go, however long that may take. But this is about having hope in the present, in the midst of our current circumstances. So in the midst of uncertainty and constant change, Jesus is the rock on which we stand. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So I believe that God is at work, bringing hope and healing. There's lots of things that do the rounds on social media, and lots of helpful stories and anecdotes and quotes and things like that, and people often share them. I was sent this last week, and I thought it was really helpful, and I'm going to share this with you now. Society says, What about my plans? God says, my plans for you are always better than your own. Don't worry, I'm going to work this all out for your good. Society says, we're not going to get anything done. God says, that's the point. You know how you keep spinning your wheels, always working, moving, doing, but never feeling satisfied? I've given you permission to stop. I've cleared your calendars for you. Your worth isn't tied to busyness or accomplishment. All you have to do is take care of each other. Society says, what does all this mean? God says, it means I'm in control. It means you are human and I am God. It means I've given you a wonderful opportunity to be the light in a dark world. It means you are going to learn to rely on me. Society says, what are we supposed to do when we can't leave our homes? God says, rest. You're always so busy and overwhelmed, crying out to me weary and exhausted. Can't you use a break from your fast-paced and overscheduled lives? Go ahead and pray. Love your families. Be still and spend time with me. Society says, you mean we're supposed to stay at home with our kids all day, every day? God says, yes, and you're going to be just fine. This time together is a rare gift. The rush of daily life has come to a halt. Play games, bake cookies, work on projects you've never had the time for. Teach them kindness and grace. Show them how to endure difficult circumstances and steer them toward me. Society says, we better start hoarding anything we can get our hands on. God says, prevention? Yeah. Precaution? Yeah. Preparedness? Yeah. But after that, it's time to put the needs of others before your own. When you see someone in need, help them. Offer up what you have. Don't worry about tomorrow. Haven't I always taken care of you? Now go, take care of someone else. Society says, why is this happening? God says, to remind you that I'm in control. To bring your attention back to me. I'm bringing you together as families and friends. I'm showing you patience and perseverance. I'm reminding you of your purpose and priorities. Now is the time to learn and teach your children what this life is really all about. Society says, we don't know who to believe. God says, believe in me. Trust me. Ask me for wisdom and I will surely give it. Society says, we're scared. God says, I've got this and I'm with you. So as we move into British summertime, so we know that there is a change between the seasons. We're in a particular season at the moment, and it's not a nice one. But there will come a new season, whenever that might be. And we pray that this new season will be one where society is less rushed, less materialistic, but more community-minded, more loving and caring. And maybe as God's people, more prayerful. God is the source of our hope. He is the one who gives it to us, and he is the one who gives the reason for it through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. So may the God of hope fill us all with all joy and peace as we trust in him, so that we may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Each day on the news, we hear the total numbers of patients who have coronavirus and the numbers of those who have died because of it. It's easy to read those numbers as mere statistics, but behind these numbers are individual people whose lives have been torn apart. So in our prayers, we pray for those who are grieving, for those who are ill, and for those on the front line, the doctors and nurses who are doing an incredible work. So once again, let us come to the Lord in prayer. Let us pray. Loving God, as we come to you in our prayers, our hope is in you alone. Father, as we hear of numbers of those who have died and that number increasing every day, we know that there are so many people whose hearts are broken. And we know that your heart is broken also. So we pray that you would bring comfort and peace to those whose loved ones have died because of the coronavirus. We pray for those who have contracted the virus and are gravely ill at the moment. Thank you for the medical attention they are receiving. We pray that there will be sufficient medical supplies and equipment for the NHS to do their work well. So bring your healing, we pray, to those who are ill. Lord, we are so grateful for those key workers who are doing what they can to help others. We pray for healthcare workers that their protective equipment will protect them from contracting the virus. We pray that you would give them renewed energy in the midst of exhaustion. And we pray for those in the medical profession coming out of retirement to help those with the increased demand on the NHS, that they would quickly get up to speed with current regulations and practices. We continue to pray for those who research for a vaccine to and treatment for coronavirus. Grant them success in their work so that the virus will soon be contained. We pray for those who are feeling very isolated at the moment, particularly for the elderly and vulnerable, and for those in care homes. May they know your presence always with them. We also pray for those adversely affected financially as a result of this pandemic, for those now who don't have an income, and for those who have or will lose their businesses. May they get the financial support they need at this time. Lord, we pray for all your people, that you would give wisdom and guidance to the government and all those who make important decisions for our health and well-being. And we pray that everyone will heed those regulations. And finally, Father, we pray for ourselves, with all that we are experiencing at the moment, in our confusion, in our anxiety for the well-being of loved ones, in our isolation, missing that contact with our family and friends. Grant each of us sufficient grace as we face each new day. Lord, we believe that you are at work in our midst. So we pray that you would use us as your people to bring hope to those who are in despair. And together we offer the prayer that Jesus taught his disciples to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. And so, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be with us and all whom we love, this day and always. Amen.